You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The big deal last night was the Tate Music Awards. A long-time stalwart of BFM, one of the foundation legacy, one of the arms of that hold up this body of BFM. How am I trying to explain you to make you sound important, Russell?
You make me sound like a building, Mikey.
I said, well you sometimes, you know, yeah.
Morning, anyway.
Cool. Hey, good morning, Russell Brown. From Russell Brown, exactly, and public address, and BFM, of course, and hard news, the hardest of news. Russell, you were in a very, very privileged position last night. You were asked to present an award at the Tate Music Awards. The Tate Music Awards, of course, recognising the production of an album that's been produced over the last year, of course, and the winner of that prize was Jogo. You were there. I want to give you some.
I did indeed go, and the winner of that prize last night was the indomitable Aldous Harding.
Yeah, my life. And so congratulations to Aldous Harding, and deserve it, of course, but they have the classic legacy prize there as well, and you were presenting that one, Russell.
I was, yeah, and I got to give a little speech, which was nice. So it was the Headless Chicken Stunt Clown, which was released 30 years ago this year.
Wow, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that the one that won the Reineck Award, or is it the one after that?
Exactly. Yeah, so there's a great backstory to it. And that it won the Reineck Rock Award, which was a short-lived but incredibly generous award for bands. I think Artie Joe won it one year, then the Headless Chickens won it.
I remember being at the Power Station the year that everyone waiting around to see who won it, and then sort of the buzz around it. So Headless Chickens, everyone, sorry? but on retrospect, of course they bloody should have won it. It was amazing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But that certainly wasn't the universal view at the time. There were people in commercial radio, and there were...
commercial radio!
Indeed. People at Metro Magazine, who were basically outraged that this weirdo group with no prospect of commercial success called the Headless Chickens could have won such an award.
Now, you're good friends with the Headless Chickens at the time, and
yep.
To this day, Russell.
I am, yeah. No, I've known those guys for a long time. We've grown up together. I think we were all in our early 20s when we met.
So. And you presented the award, of course. So what a pleasure! We also know that recently, very recently, one of the members of the Headless Chickens, a good friend of both yours and I, very good friend of yours and mine, Grant Fell, passed away.
Yeah. And I think that's the other thing that made the award appropriate this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
The anniversary.
And Grant, for those people who never knew Grant, he was all about New Zealand music. He was an inspiration. He was a mentor. He was a huge champion of this industry and his band and other people's bands and everything. And just a fucking good guy, you know?
Yeah, he was. He was a great guy. I don't know anyone who didn't like Grant. And he had this particular ability to form communities around whatever he did. Yeah, and I was part of that several times, like with Planet Magazine, with the dance parties that we did. And so it was nice to be able to say that again one more time as well.
But then,
yes.
Run us through it, Russell.
Okay, well, so I gave my speech, congratulated the band, and then invited the band up to accept the award. And Chris Matthews, the lead singer of the Headless Chickens...
Another bloody good guy!
Yep. Gave a little speech, and they had brought Grant up on stage, which was a small amount of his ashes in a lovely little crystal bottle, which Chris then scattered across the stage. To be clear, everyone, you know, the relevant people were okay with this.
Now, the relevant people being...
Well, in particular, Rachel, his...
Grant's partner, yeah. Who, and let's also be, I think it's pretty clear to know, who are both, they're both fiercely proud Maoris as well.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I would have scattered the ashes. I think I just would have brought them up in that little bottle, because it's a pretty big breach of tikanga. To do that with human remains, and I know that some people in the room were offended. And I was actually a little bit worried for Geneva, who was from BFM who was co-presenting the awards. I thought, oh, it's tough on her. And I know that the Rob Ruha, among others, left. And yet other people in the room thought it was a great gesture. And the funny thing is that...
One of the people that was up for winning the Tate Award, Tex, tweeted something this morning, didn't
he? Yeah, he did do so. This was last night. Obviously, he was one of the people nominated. And I think immediately after that gesture, which was, of course, very well-intentioned and everything, he tweeted, first time I'm glad I didn't win an award. Wouldn't have gotten on stage with those ashes under my feet. Huge congrats to Aldous. Still extremely humbled to have been nominated. Don't get me wrong, but I was raised in a culture where that shit isn't okay.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was there as well, and yeah, that kind of didn't sit great with me either, but I understand.
Yeah, as Rob Ruha put it, it was a culture clash.
Which seems really unusual because of all of my friends, Grant would have been the first one to have noted. He's the first one to bring culture into the conversation a lot of the time, Sorry to interrupt you there, Russell, but I'm interested to get your thoughts on this. As a fellow Pākehā friend of Grant's, I know that Grant would have been sweet with it.
I was just about to say that, Mikey. Grant would have been into it.
Yeah.
And he was proud of his Ngāpuhi whakapapa.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I was talking to Rachel last night. He actually spent the last 3 months of his life basically learning the reel because he couldn't go anywhere or do anything. And yet, I think you and I both know Grant would have been into it, which is it was complicated. I think it would have been better not done, but it happened.
It does open a whole kettle of fish, doesn't it? Where you sort of go, well, I mean, it's culturally, sure, inappropriate, but if you know that the man himself.
It's a tricky thing.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing to navigate, isn't it?
Of course,
it's disrespectful unless you know, to your deep down inside, that the person who, as you're being disrespectful to, wouldn't find it disrespectful. You know what I mean?
And I think there were a range of views in the room on the night. There were people who were appalled for cultural reasons. And I completely understand that. And there were people who thought it was a great and slightly humorous gesture, and that Grant was going to be on stage in quite that way. And as you say, we both know that Grant would have been into it. He would have thought it was a fun idea.
But so it's a great night overall.
Yeah. It's sort of interesting to see how big the music community is now.
It's thriving, isn't it? And it's what's different about it than it was back 30 years ago when they won that award? It's a lot more self-congratulatory than it used to be. We all used to be in bands apologising that we're a New Zealand band. I'm sorry, I know we're a New Zealand band, but could you ever listen to our tape?
That's completely changed, yes.
And that was a huge compliment to you guys aren't too bad for a New Zealand band. That sort of stuff. That was a thing. It sounds stupid now, but...
You don't hear that now.
No, good.
And you don't hear that in a way. Yeah, I mean, it used to be, back in the 80s, the idea of actually being able to get out and make any kind of impression out there in the world, it was far-fetched. I mean, the Chills were the first New Zealand band that I can recall since Split Enz who actually got to London. And that was hard work there. But they
speaking of Split Enz, what about old mate getting to Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah. I've got a lot of time for Neil Finn. I think he likes to keep it interesting for himself, and this is just the latest thing, basically.
Now, just back to what you were saying, though, there was the Headless Chickens, to their credit, took that sound internationally.
Yeah.
And which meant that we sort of caught, at least to the rest of the world, meant we caught up to what they were doing musically as well, because they were quite sort of groundbreaking in what they were...
Oh, absolutely. In the first 5 seconds of Stunt Clown, two weird field samples at the beginning of Expecting to Fly, one of which is the howl of a psych patient called Willie the Whoop, and the other is a rusty playground swing.
The old rusty playground swing, eh?
Which are weird sounds to start what is effectively a dance track with. You know, and no one was doing that here at the time. And I think one thing that's really important to say, and I said it in Grant's eulogy at his funeral, is that he was instrumental in getting a creative community around that band that was as much part of what the band were about as anything else. I mean, you can't really hear Gas Cranking Station without seeing that video and without, you know, Peter Tate is Ivan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I met him at Grant's at the wake, and I was just like, oh, there you are, there's that guy, there he is.
Exactly, he was there last night, and I kind of almost did a double take, actually. That's Ivan, no, it's Peter, hello.
Well, congratulations on presenting the award, and of course, congratulations to the winner of the Tate Award, last night, Aldous Harding. And,
indeed, yeah.
And I'm interested to see what sort of palaver this all causes, and, you know, rightfully so.
I hope it's not too much of a palaver. It happened, you know, and people have said their piece. But yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna play you a very short piece of music now by the Headless Chickens that, in a moment of desperation and, oh, shit, we haven't done that. Oh, they need to go. We've got to come up with a theme tune to our TV show for this season, Havoc Luxury Suites and Conference Facility. Many years ago, it was this song by the Headless Chickens that the Grant said, hey, come on, quick, if you need a song, you can use that.
Oh, nice.
Hey, thank you, Russell.
Okay, cheers, Mikey. All the best. Okay, bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.